T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right, welcome back. If you missed my announcement earlier at the 6 o'clock hour, we are going to have a tournament this week to determine the all-time greatest caller of this show. We're going to do it through our internet polls, and I have said to you, even on or off the air, if we are leaving anyone out, please tell us. We did get one call and have added one name to the list.
All right.
Our Principal Patty.
Oh, the singer.
I like her. Yeah.
They have all the kids that do the fight songs and stuff. She is fun. They are rah-rah. They are phenomenal around Eagles season. And they have done stuff off-season, too. They have occasion. I believe they sang Take Me Out to the Ball Game at one point. Principal Patty is under consideration for the top 16 seedings that will be announced tomorrow when we begin the internet polls. Every hour, Al, a new pairing. Until we get it down to the final two. And then you want drama? Who will be the all-time greatest caller? By the way, there's no prizes for this or anything at all, Al. It's just to determine who has made the greatest contribution in all these years. You know, if you were doing it for gas, Rhea, Todd Zalecki, top five?
Absolutely. One of the best books I've ever read. Doc.
Great book. Doc is still available for you on Amazon. He is also a brilliant beat reporter on the Phillies for MLB, MLB.com. Todd is on line with us. Hi, Todd.
Good morning, everybody.
Do you agree you're one of the finest guests we've ever had?
Well, I appreciate you saying that. I don't know about that, but I appreciate you saying that.
I did it only to put pressure on you for this call itself.
Okay.
To me, this is one of the more interesting callers. Todd. I like to begin an interview with a really stupid question. Are the Phillies contenders this season?
Yes, they are contenders this season.
Based on what do you make that rash comment?
But based on this fact, they're 10-4 in July. It's the best record in baseball in July. They play in a bad division. The Braves are beat up. The Nationals aren't good. The Marlins aren't good. The Mets just lost to Grom and Francisco Lindor for an extended period of time. And the Phillies have, as I checked yesterday, the third weakest remaining schedule in the National League. So you put all those things together, and that makes them a contender. Does it make them a World Series contender? No. But does it make them a NL East contender? I would say yes.
All right, well, I'll just add one other little fact. They're 2 games out of first place right now, and the trade deadline is on the 30th, and today's the 19th. That's 12 days. So here's what I got to know, Todd. Is there any way to address the needs of this team without going over the luxury tax?
I don't think so. I think they might have to go a little bit over, and that's kind of the talk. You know, they looked at Cole Hamels on Friday. They watched him pitch, and I heard it went pretty well. He's about a month away from helping a team, but that's kind of what happened with Pedro Martinez in 2009, and that worked out really well. So they probably would have to, and they would probably have to go out and get somebody other than Cole Hamels if they ended up signing him, and I'm not saying they are. But I think they're going to have to go over the luxury tax if they want to make some real significant additions. Is it worth it to win an NL East title and maybe get bounced in the first round? I personally think it is. We've been watching bad baseball for 10 years. You're trying to win. You're trying to get to the postseason, and the CBA is up after this season, so all these rules might be rewritten. All these luxury tax penalties might be rewritten, so it might not even matter in 2022.
All right, so Todd, I've got the owner of the team on the record, in fact, on this show, saying he wants his trophy back and he'll do it or die trying. And now his moment of truth has arrived because he's right up against a luxury tax. He has not authorized them going over at any point ever. They don't go over the tax. Will he authorize going over in the next 12 days?
I think if anybody could convince him, it is going to be Dave Dombrowski. I think if it was the previous regime with Matt Klentak, I think he'd have a much harder time. I think when you sign Dave Dombrowski, you're bringing him in to win games. And I think if Dave Dombrowski can say, listen, we're going to go $5 million over, you might have to pay a penalty. You might not. Again, the rules might be changing. But we need to make this move. Either you want to win or you don't want to win. And so I think Dave has a chance of getting John Middleton to give the green light and allow them to go over.
All right, let's talk about if he says no. Dombrowski, who's a big game hunter, if he tells him he can't do it, Dombrowski, I would think, is not going to be happy. Is that accurate?
I don't think he would be happy to see an opportunity to improve the team, because imagine what would have to happen to get to that point, right? Like, they don't have a good farm system, so he would have to lay a lot of groundwork to get a trade ready to go, and then to be told, no, you can't do it. I mean, I guess maybe they would get the heads up earlier and just be told, yeah, don't even bother looking at that guy. We're not going to go over to get him. But I think that would be frustrating for Dave, absolutely.
All right, and the star right fielder, Bryce Harper, if they decide to stand pat because they want to go over the luxury tax, will he be in good mood at that point?
I don't think Bryce will be in a good mood at all. You know, we've heard him talk quite a bit over the last year or two about moves that the team needs to make, haven't made, what needs to be done. He was thrilled that Dave Dombrowski came aboard, which I think tells you that he wasn't thrilled with the previous regime. But not only Bryce, Angelo, I think everybody in that clubhouse, if they're sitting there going, wait a second, we could have gotten this guy and we didn't get him because we were going to go $3 million over the luxury tax or $5 million or whatever the number is. Like, what are we doing here?
That's a great point. Yeah.
You know, we're 10-4 in July and we have a weak schedule, and the Mets right now look like a wounded animal with DeGrom and Lindor both out with no timetables for their return.
Well, I want to talk. The Braves have already made a couple moves, and they're two behind the Phillies. Mm-hmm. The Mets have this billionaire who we keep saying is about to spend whatever it takes. Doesn't that put extra pressure on the Phillies to compete with their bank book?
I would think so, because, we don't know what the Mets are going to do yet. They could make some moves. So imagine a scenario where the Mets make a couple moves to make up for the Lindor. You know, the Mets have been linked to Chris Bryant, for example. So imagine the Mets going out and getting Chris Bryant. Like you mentioned, the Braves got Jock Peterson the other day to try to make up for the Acuna loss. And then imagine the Phillies just go out and they get some sort of middle reliever to kind of plug into the bullpen. That's not going to sit well. Again, they haven't made the postseason since 2011. You've got to take a run at it at some point, even if you know in your heart, and I feel this way, like, the Phillies are not going to win the World Series. I don't think they have the team to win the World Series, but you still want to get in and be able to say you took that next step going into 2022.
Ladies and gentlemen, Todd Zielecki going to the whip in the stretch run. All right, let me get to this next point, because maybe this will make the whole situation clearer. Todd, as best you can now determine, based on this weekend's action, who the hell is the closer?
It is still Ranger Suarez, even though he blew that save on Saturday night. Basically because he has pitched the best recently. Now, what's interesting is this is what happens with Hector Neris all the time. He's pitched better over the last week. I still think they have to go with Ranger. He's been the most consistent. He had a bad game on Saturday. He blew that save. But I still think you have to go with Ranger. But this also highlights the fact that it's very clear, they need to go out and get bullpen help. Whether they get a closer, whether they get a stud setup man, they need to get somebody that can really plug in.
No. What do you mean setup man? Who's your closer? You need a closer.
Well, there are closers.
They put Hector Neris in the game in the ninth inning. because Suarez was not available because he would have his arm would have fallen off. Hey, you can Todd. Here's I just got to know this. This is a side question, all right? Because it led to some hilarious broadcasting. Do you have any idea why the National League RBI leader Jesus Aguilar was rested in the second game yesterday?
I have no idea why that happened. There's a lot of, like, it's funny. I've never heard of load management until the NBA started doing it a few years ago, but I feel like it's happening in baseball more and more as well.
Load man, the All-Star break was last week.
I know.
All right, I'll get to that later. I just want to. All right, so here's what I really want to know, all right? We haven't talked about Aaron Nola yet. Mm-hmm. So Nola will pitch Tuesday night, was not available to pitch the last game before the All-Star break because of COVID issues. We don't know if he had it or was contact tracing, whatever it was. He did come out on Friday and say he has not received the vaccine and does not plan to. Were you there for that exchange, Todd?
I was there for it. He did not test positive for COVID, but he was a contact tracing victim, I guess you could say.
All right. Did anyone ask him why he won't get the vaccine since he is now vulnerable? He's going into New York. They got big COVID issues up there. Why isn't he getting it?
He was asked several questions about it, and he basically just kept saying, you know, I'm not going to get into it. It's a personal choice. You know, he was asked this question, though, kind of getting back to your point, which is, are you concerned that this could happen again at a big spot in the season and cost your team some wins? Again, because everybody that's not vaccinated on a team, and obviously there are more than a few, they're all subject to regular testing and the contact tracing. And he said, yes, it has crossed our minds. We just have to be more careful. But they're 10-4 this month, like I've said several times. What happens, and they really did catch a break when it happened before the All-Star break. So all those contact tracing guys basically came back. But now there's no All-Star break. Now they just play straight through September. So now if another player tests positive and those players are deemed contact tracing, they could lose 3, 4, 5 guys right in the middle of a time when they're playing really, really well. And that's a frustrating thing for a lot of people, and I would definitely for Phillies fans who have been waiting for this team to play well for a long time.
Hey, Todd, did you do that interview? I know Jim Salisbury was also there. Did you do that face-to-face with him?
Yeah, it was on the field before. Yeah, it was on the field before the game.
In order for you to be able to do that, do you have to prove you were vaccinated?
Yes, we do.
How is that, Jonesy? How is that not ironic?
Yes.
You can't be there to do your job unless you agree to be vaccinated, but the players don't.
It doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, there's a lot of things that don't make sense these days. But yes, we all have to be on the field. Media members all have to be vaccinated to get field access. So I got my shot in April.
Other than that setup man comment, that was an excellent job by you. It could hurt you, though, because now I'm thinking I want to do this with our guest, too, Al.
Okay.
Expert guest, because Zalecki's got to be top 5.
Oh, yeah.
Come on, Zalecki. You've been doing this how many years with us?
A lot. It's been great. I've enjoyed it.
No, you
many,
haven't.
Many, many, many years.
All right, hold on.
That was insincere.
You know, honestly, I guess I've been doing this since over 10 years, haven't I?
Yes, it is. Yeah, I know you've aged. I can see that. Todd, you're the best. Thank you, pal. Thank you, buddy.
I'm a classy guy.
See you later,
Joe loves playing that.
All right. Anyway, Al, I'm starting to really get excited now about this poll for the best caller.
Yeah.
In your mind, without revealing it,
yeah,
and knowing that you don't pay attention 4 hours every day.
Okay.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
For a
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.